Aleph Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, 60-minute Dvar Halacha.
Okay, based on this last Shabbos Drosha, which I know that I listened to, I think we're going to do Hilchos Brachos over Elul. Not so much what bracha you make on what item, but what the kavona is by a bracha. Maybe certain brachas we're not quite sure what it's for. Hamechin mitzadei gover, roka aretz alamoyim. I never got clear the difference between those two, right? So maybe we'll be going over some brachas. We'll start with the din in a brisa in Menachos. Chayev Adam to say mea brachas b'chol yom. It's kepaskin in Shulchan Aruch, simin mem vav. And there's the remez, the pasuk that's brought down is a pasuk in the Torah. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos there, how to learn the remez. People think that al tikri ma'al ameya is in the Gemara. It's actually not. It's Rashi. Unless there's some girsus in the Gemara that have it in the Gemara. But it's Rashi, Shita, and Tosfos learns differently. The Marsha, I said on Shabbos, a certain biur in the name of the Ben Yehoyada. Then I saw that Usher wrote it in the name of the Tzvor Hamor. But then I realized it's really a Marsha, Afanort, in Menachos. On Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, I think it is. The Marsha really speaks this out, that the reason the Remez is in that Pasuk is because of the problem of, what do you mean, Mo'ashem Elokecha, Otu Yira Milso Zutrasihi? And the Gemara says, in Lagabi Moshe Milso Zutrasihi. So there's plenty of talk about that. What kind of an answer is that? We're talking to Klal Yisrael, not to Moshe Rabbeinu. Al Kapono, the Marsha speaks out that this is a way to, this is a pshat in the Marsha. The Marsha doesn't say it explicitly. But if you look at the Marsha, you will see that this is the beer in the Marsha, that this is a way, so to speak, of transforming Yiras Hashem into, so to speak, Milsa Zutrasihi for every individual. And that is by Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. Now, it's not a magic number, Mea, right? We're not Kupas Ha'ir here. There's nothing magic. It means if you concentrate on the Bracha and you pronounce it properly, you could start right away tonight getting out of the habit of saying Baruch Atah, because you have to pause between the word Baruch and the word Atah, or else it's Baruch Atah, and there's no such word as Baruch Atah, so you have to pause a little. Once you're pausing, you might as well think what Baruch means, because you have to pause anyway. So we'll talk about that maybe in the coming nights, because Baruch is a very, very deep concept when it comes to Hashem. Like, we're blessing Hashem, that's kind of weird, so we'll see about that. Mitzvah Hashem in the coming nights or weeks. Al Kolponim, the Marsha and the Ben Yehoyada say that this is a way of establishing in oneself Yiras Hashem if one concentrates and focuses on the meaning of the bracha. That's a subject in itself, exactly why. I said it's supported by the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, which says that a person should make Mea Brachos and says, he's not talking about Mea Brachos, I'm sorry. He's just listing Brachos, and he says Brachos are a way of being remembering that Hashem's around, and Liyira also. So this idea is really supported by the Rambam. There's another Makor for Mea Brachos in Medrash Rabbah, which is that maybe some of you are more familiar with that Makor, and that's that David HaMelech was Mesakin Mea Brachos because of a Magefa that was engulfing Klal Yisrael, where Mea people died b'chol yom, and he saw Baruch HaKodesh that the problem is they do not have enough appreciation for Hashem. They are not appreciative enough. They don't express their appreciation. They're not mahalel u'mishabeach enough. So he was mesakin Mea brachos b'chol yom, and the Magefa indeed stopped. This is a combination of the tour that says that David HaMelech found out Baruch HaKodesh why they were dying, and the Levush is the one that elaborates that they weren't Mishabeach Hashem, that was the flaw in their Avoda, and he was Mesakin that flaw. The Bach, the very scary Bach there, the Bach Afanort there in the Tur, Simin Mem Vav, says that, you know, there's a question if you can rely on saying Amen, if you should make the Bracha. The Bach says you shouldn't look at fakulas in Mea Brachos because you're playing with fire. Because look what can happen if you don't say Mea Brachos b'chol yom. So what the Achronim see in the Bach is that we don't know Darkei Hashem, but there's like a looming gezeira. And Gedolim throughout the ages, I saw brought down, when people get sick and people die and tragedies occur, they have advised to be more makpid and mea brachas. And it's really based on this Bach, that it wasn't a one-time thing, but you see from the Bach that it's an ongoing thing, and therefore a person should be makpid. We should be makpid. People should be makpid to say mea brachas b'chol yom. Others point to the Mishkan, had mea adonim, like 100 like bases for the pillars of the Mishkan, mea adonim, and this is the foundation of building a Mishkan, would be the mea brachas. And in the coming days and maybe weeks, we'll be talking about what indeed you're supposed to be mechaven, and how to get maximum mileage out of the mea brachas.